Construct of the food matrix.
The food matrix is looking for you. When you experience the onset of hunger, you notice effects that at first are hard to put your finger on, more importantly, why? When you may have just eaten a steak only a few hours earlier. During the period between meals, our senses become heightened. When hunger creeps in, ancient survival traits become activated. Vision, hearing, smell, taste, and touch work with greater awareness. Foods that you can do without suddenly taste delicious. On a visceral level, we begin to use these elevated senses, setting about the task of finding food.
In modern society, advertisements aim to trigger eating behaviors. These triggers are visual, olfactory, and auditory events. The sizzling sound of a hamburger or the smell or sight of a juicy steak arouses our senses, our bell rings, and off we go. Marketing companies are like the Merovingian archetype, sometimes called the Frenchman within the Matrix, trafficker of information, funding scientific research that controls the trafficking of people to food products. Two burgers for the price of one, with fries and drink. Billions of dollars are spent annually on the advertisements that attempt to stimulate our feeling of hunger. We are succumbing to a construct of psychological proportion started at a microbiological level.
Food marketing firms construct programs targeting your hunger drives, capturing your attention using clever advertisements. Experts agree that marketers use psychological triggers to increase the consumption of high-calorie density foods they produce. Nothing gets the brain so activated as the sight, sound, taste, and smell of food. Images on food packaging often show serving sizes three times suggested on the nutrition label. Shopping malls put cafes and bakeries near staircases to ensure enticing smells get pumped throughout the building. High-calorie delights are from the eater's point of view when placed on billboards, computer screens, and television.
You lock right in on it and imagine how good it would taste. Fast food companies actively construct restaurant locations that make such delights conveniently available. Low socioeconomic populations are held hostage to such industry tactics. Overnutrition is occurring, leading to obesity from high-calorie foods with fewer healthier options from which to choose.
These Merovingian tactics aim to affect individual behavior unconsciously, such as eating off a 12-inch plate versus an 8-inch plate, or with the light levels low or high, or while watching movies. Food companies pay for access to unbelievably detailed information like people eat more while watching action and horror movies. Sociocultural changes and generational types are targeted, such as culture and trends of the baby boomers, millennials, and Gen Z. Such programs are employed to overcome resistance to food by indirectly controlling willpower and behavior.
A marketing study showed that those who believe they can control their weight respond favorably to thin models. In contrast, those who feel powerless about weight control respond favorably to larger-sized models. Data from studies show that unconscious attitudes about body weight management influence our reactions to models in advertising. This data correlates with weight control beliefs and willpower and reveals that people who believe they can lose weight are more likely to try weight loss programs. With the current trend, it is not surprising that more people are tolerant of larger-sized models on TV advertisements, as many succumb to feelings of helplessness and denial.
Another strategy is to search out nutritional gatekeepers, family members who control the purse string to increase sales. Feeding mothers were targeted at the expense of practicality and good nutrition, convincing many that manufactured infant formulas were superior to breastfeeding. The market spent millions on a milieu of campaigns, resulting in negative impacts on feeding infants. Such unfair strategies continue today as the industrial food complex continually designs targeted advertising and marketing campaigns. Food marketing research shows that many hidden persuaders exist that can contribute to how much food a person eats. Many experts of human behavior and marketing agree that, for many, dietary failures are because people are distracted and unable to remain focused.
As we go further down the rabbit hole, we see that most grossly underestimate their caloric consumption, especially when trying to trade between healthy and unhealthy foods. For example, I eat healthy at lunch so I can splurge at dinner. Kima Cargill, professor of psychology at University of Washington and author of the book, The Psychology of Overeating, Food and the Culture of Consumerism, stated, "Our imaginations unconsciously infuse foods with nutritional properties, allowing us to deny their harmful effects conveniently."
By denial and self-deception, we anoint foods with goodness to soften our guilt and justify our indulgences. In other words, when one assumes that because a company made one excellent product, that all their products will be good, are both cognitive distortions and psychological defenses. Overall, the primal drive of hunger is the source of our vulnerabilities such as denial and distortions that keep us trapped.
Many consumers think they still have self-control and find themselves continuously led down the path of seduction. Mindful of various defense mechanisms as vital to freedom from psychological and nutritional deceptions. Otherwise, we will remain enslaved to the designs of Merovingian marketing programs. Many cultural norms like eating 3 times daily will be challenged by understanding that we have innate abilities to survive and undo such a sense of helplessness.